We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This story is very disturbing. A Coast Guard lieutenant arrested for planning a domestic terror attack. Brad Garrett is our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. Brad, I'm glad to have you here. What are the details of this story, and how did they discover this guy?
Well, they haven't released a lot of details, but it appears that U.S. Coast Guard investigators came across this guy in some form or fashion. Was it over the internet? Was it through a source? I don't really know. But they have initially, working with the FBI, charged him with firearms and narcotics violations. But I just think that was, you know, they had probable cause and enough intel to arrest him for that. I think the bigger charges will be terrorism charges. You know, he has said a number of things apparently online, has not been bashful about saying things. In the documents the government released, he, you know, talked about killing liberal politicians, liberal folks in the media. He talked about possibly putting some sort of biological agent in a water supply. You know, as you well know, these folks all sort of think the following way, that society should just basically be all white again. And they want to try to disrupt the current movement of this country away from multicultural folks, you know, different religions, et cetera, back to how it was 150 plus years ago. So I'm going to guess that's probably what his bottom line was.
Yeah, I mean, certainly white supremacists would articulate that. Do you think we've got a problem here, on the one hand, culturally, where somebody who cracks an inappropriate, offensive, potentially offensive joke immediately winds up in front of an HR board and often loses their job, and yet there are people like this who seem to go undetected? I mean, are they cloaking themselves so that we don't know that we're sitting next to somebody who's got really nefarious plans, or is there something else going on here?
Well, sometimes and sometimes not. I don't think this guy's probably been subtle at all based on what little I know he's talked about online. And so, you know, did other folks in the Coast Guard pick up on some of his behavior? I'm sure, because if you have this sort of radical strong view, it's going to sort of seep out in other parts of your life.
You would think.
And so, you would think. And, you know, people who are into white supremacy, white nationalism, love to get together as groups. They like to talk to like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, who else is he connected to? And maybe more importantly, if he's connected to them, are they part of this plot?
Do we get the impression that it was the emails that tipped off authorities, or was there something that tipped them off at his place of work in the Coast Guard? Or do we know?
We don't know. Mm. Yeah, we don't. My guess is we'll hear about that as time moves on. I suppose obviously the troubling aspect of this is he's on active duty in the U.S. military.
Right. Yeah.
And are there any other folks around him in the military that are also sort of part of this? This gets really touchy from the standpoint that, because of the First Amendment, as you well know, you can say almost anything. Mm-hmm. It's when you act on what you say that then you get in trouble.
Now, I know you got to go, Brad, but do you think this is an isolated situation, or do you think there's more to it? There are a lot of people like this we just haven't discovered yet.
I think there are a lot of people like him. Now, are they connected together? You know, quite possibly not. These kind of folks tend to be loners. So we'll have to see. Yeah, it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem in this country, sadly.
Yeah. Brad Garrett is our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. I appreciate you joining us here this morning. Thanks, Brad. I mean, this story concerns me because, well, on a variety of different levels, the obvious that you've got somebody who's in the U.S. military who is actively planning, not just having a drink and getting angry about the direction of the country. I mean, this seems like a pretty extreme analysis of where we are as a country, assuming what Brad shared was correct. You know, if you're actually a white supremacist and you think we need to go back to a time where minorities are oppressed, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. And that really reflects who you are as a person and a corrupted mindset. However, I want to be cautious and not connect people who are concerned about the trajectory of the country and the something we talked about in the last half hour, this victimization mindset that has, I would suggest, taken hold culturally, that needs to be beaten back. And we need to ask people to stand on their own 2 feet and compete for jobs and not be given jobs. I think that's a legitimate gripe that people would have in society today. But do you think, like I do, that we're on the verge of something really bad happening? I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what the catalyst will be. Who or what is going to throw a match onto the kindling here and create an environment in which we see either some massive violent act or a series of violent acts that really change our day-to-day society. You know, I hate to keep going back to what it was like to live in the Middle East, but you know, I was there during the Arab Spring, and you could feel a palpable sense of anxiety with business leaders and even the average person on the street when there were moments, sometimes days or weeks, where there was violence. Then you just never knew where it was going to pop up. You know, people who hated the royal family and wanted to destroy the power structure of the countries that I was in. Most of them, most of these people were radical Islamists, just to be candid with you. They did not like the royal family, and they wanted to install a government that would be much more fundamental in its approach to religion, and that religion would instruct every aspect of society. But you could feel when you were talking to people in the countries that I was in, after something big would happen, that they didn't want to stay outside and have coffee anymore. They wanted to get home. They wanted to be off the street. They weren't interested in having extended conversations with an American business person about investing in the long term. And I mean, it really had a profound effect, I think. And maybe my observation was wrong, but this is what I was seeing and my diagnosis of it, that it had a chilling effect on that society. And that's nothing like an American society where everybody's kind of freewheeling, running around all the time. If we have a series of incidents that are violent in America, it could really have a dramatic impact. Think about September 11th in 2001. Let's say there had been another September 11th incident, not even on that scale, but something else that was similar to it within a year of the World Trade Center crumbling into the ground. I think that would have been really devastating. Maybe not to the economy, but to the psyche of Americans. Now, we had the one big incident, and if you roll back the clock, you go to Oklahoma City, but they didn't come back to back to back. There were a lot of scares, but they didn't come back to back to back. And I feel like there's something bubbling out there that's dangerous. And I don't know, you know, I'm not assigning blame to one side or the other. I think there are people on both sides of the political spectrum that are so frustrated and so angry with the way things are in the country today that they're just chomping at the bit to take action to cause a problem. And I'm very aware of it in my conversations with people online and, you know, the emails that we get here at the station. It just, this is one of those ones where I thought, aha, here's somebody who you would think that being in the Coast Guard, they would be easily detectable. And apparently it's taken a little while to root them out and figure out, you know, what they had planned. Really, really concerning, I'm afraid. And it just worries me beyond the obvious. That you don't want somebody going around blowing things up or shooting people, that this might just be the what a doctor say it indicates. It's an indicator of a larger problem that perhaps is under the surface.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.